conversations with gospel artists, pastors. Our faith is what got us through all the troubles and disasters. Indeed, we fell short, but the Lord never passed us. Our belief in God is the most important factor. It's the Velika B Project. You're now tuned in to the Velika B Project with your host, Velika B, lover of God, founder and CEO of Set Apart and Chosen. Sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation.
Hello, 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 IG family. It's your girl, Velika B, founder and CEO of Set Apart and Chosen. And we are here with the New Music Monday. I forget where I'm at sometimes, y'all. So bear with me. Bear with your girl. I am waiting on my co-host to jump on, Mr. Montre Tisdale. Brother, if you out here in these streets, hey, saucy voice, vocals, I'm sorry. Get right, like. So, if y'all see Montre in these streets, can you please get him? Thank you so much, sir, or ma'am. Get him on here so we can get started with this interview. I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited about our guest that, the guest that we have on tonight. And there go my friend, Montre. So Montre,
Pastor Gary, I did see you. If you want to put in a request, that would be great as well. And we'll wait on Josh to come in too. That girl did that how quick. Look, she did that how quick, this Montre. It's still wet, though.
Made it up.
It's still wet. You better sing that song.
Man, you look pretty, boss lady.
Oh, when I tell you I had a whole lot to do today, but God is good.
Busy work day.
It really wasn't even work. I had to do some consulting the day that I didn't realize I had going on. So it kind of threw my day, but it was a good day, though. It was a good day. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
So let me line this thing up. I want to do everything correctly because now you know I send them the recordings over to I send them over to the radio station, not only that, but I also send them to my podcast. Do y'all see how many downloads we got?
Golly, 200,000 plus.
Over 200,000. So I need to start back getting consistent on the Velika B Project podcast. I'm excited. What I'm about to do is take these artists to another level. You ready for it, Montre?
Like only you can do.
And the man above. So I'm excited. So really quick, let me just reintroduce ourselves. My name is Velika B, founder and CEO of Set Apart and Chosen. We're on IG, the radio station, also Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and now podcast. So the Velika B Project as well. So introduce yourself to everyone, sir, and we'll get our first guest on.
Yup. Everybody, it's your boy, your homie, the one and only Montre Tisdale. And I'm excited to be here. It's New Music Monday.
All right. So we have one guest. Our first guest is in the building. We're going to bring on Mr. Brother Man. Pastor, he's a pastor too, right? Pastor Gary.
Oh, Prophet Spreewell. How are you, sir?
What's going on? I'm amazing. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Great. We're excited to have you here.
Man, I'm excited to be here. Thank y'all for having me. I'm super excited.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
If you don't mind, introduce yourself to everyone that's listening out here in these streets.
I am Gary Spreewell, a native of Los Angeles. I'm kind of bi-coastal these days, but I'm an itinerant preacher primarily, and I just recorded and released my very first album singing project called Gary Spreewell Churching with Friends, and that's what I'm here to talk about. I'm super excited about it.
Wow. Awesome, well, welcome, man.
Awesome. Welcome, man.
We're excited to have you, and thank you so much to your team and everybody for enabling you to come hang out with us tonight, and we are just honored to have you. And doing my research, I realized that Gary Spreewell is the man.
Listen.
I'm
going to tell you the truth. I slept on your project, Churching with Friends. When I tell you, I listened to that joint today.
Listen, it's so crazy because I forgot so many amazing songs that we have in our church and in our culture that we just don't really sing like that. And as I was going through the songs, I'm like, oh, man, I forgot that. And then, by all of a sudden, he got the nerve to put legendary, some of the nation's top artists, like Bishop Marvin Sapp, Jotarius Tate, Karen Clark Shear. I mean, he went for broke. Like, Crystal.
He wasn't playing. He didn't come to play. Like, He didn't come to play at all.
I'm not the singer, so I had to get some people that could sing on the project.
From what I heard, you a good singer, man.
I heard you sing a little bit.
I like to tell people that every church kid, of course, I was born and raised in church, so every church kid knows how to sing because all of us was forced to sing in the children's choir, young adult choir, youth choir. So all of us can hold a note to some level. But, you know, I wanted to do this project not because I think I'm a singer or an artist per se, and my PR people are going to kill me for even saying that on this interview. But I recognize that there's a sound that's escaping our church. And growing up as a kid, you know, I grew up in a very traumatic home, had a lot of trauma and drama in my life. Anyone that knows me knows my testimony. I started off by saying my mama was a crackhead. My papa was a rolling stone. I've got more brothers and sisters than you can can account for. I was raised in the projects. Grew up in a very abusive home physically, mentally. I don't have the time to go through all of it. But it is those songs, the hymns, like, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, like, God Will Take Care. It's those songs that helped me have some level of peace when I wanted to commit suicide. I mean, no 5, 6, 7-year-old child should be thinking about committing suicide. But it's those songs that I heard growing up in church that really helped me process a lot of what I had to go through as a kid. And so I wanted to capture that sound and preserve it for the next generation, man.
Wow. And let me tell you, kudos to you and your team and everybody, because y'all did a phenomenal job. That is a great project. So who actually produced the record? Because I saw Eric Burdine up there and so many amazing.
Myron Williams. Myron Williams actually produced it. So I'm super excited. I got a few friends that do music that produce, and I've had my fingers in the industry in terms of management for a while now. So I got some friends that produce, but I wanted someone that I could trust to keep the authenticity and the integrity of the moment.
Right.
And so I reached out to Myron, and he so graciously agreed to do it. And I think he did a great job with it.
He did phenomenal, man. He did phenomenal. Everybody, can we welcome my brother to the stage, the one and only. He's the winner of Winners, all right, of Sunday Best, Joshua Rogers.
Oh, wow.
Come on, Josh. Welcome aboard. Sorry.
What's going on, y'all? Bless you, Reverend.
Excited to be here. Thank y'all for having me. Excited to have you here. All right, I'm sorry, Trey. Go ahead.
I'm excited. We got two amazing brothers on here tonight. Both of them are phenomenal artists. And I'm just proud they represent my generation. Man, y'all are amazing at what y'all do. And we got so much to cover in a short time frame. And everybody say, hey, Josh. And Gary Spreewell, we're excited to have them on New Music Monday tonight, man. Y'all are phenomenal. They representing the young blood tonight, as Kirk Franklin say. And I'm excited about that. And again, those that are chiming in, thank y'all so much for tuning into New Music Monday. Be sure to tag somebody, let everybody know that we are live on the air tonight. And our special guests tonight are sitting with us there in the house. And we're ready to go up. We're going to have a great time. And I want to also thank my boss lady for enabling us to come on every Monday night, Valika B. She is the proud sponsor and founder and president of this amazing platform, Set Apart and Chosen. So everybody just put some clapping emojis across the screen. Absolutely. She's phenomenal, man. Josh, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. No complaints. No complaints at all. You know, getting through the holidays. Just made it through Christmas. Getting ready for New Year's. And I'm working this year. I'm working every year New Year's. But yeah, this year in a different capacity. You know, I'm a music minister. So, it's different. But it's fun. It's fun. So I'm enjoying it.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Now, you were just in North Carolina. I saw videos of you cutting up on stage and killing the people going for broke.
Oh, man, not me. No, man.
Yes,
But it was amazing, man. You know, I was there with man, I mean, just legendary people. I was elated to be in the room in the same building. Our first lady, Karen Clark Sheard, Kiara, yeah. Sheard Kelly, Neandria Johnson, Jessica Reedy, and then T-Verse. So I was just glad to be a part, and it was really, really awesome. You know, everybody, you know, just did amazing and ministered incredibly. So, yeah, it was dope.
Wow, amazing. Awesome. That is so dope. So dope, man. And I think it's phenomenal, Gary, that they're singing Kiara and First Lady of the whole Church of God in Christ, huh? Not of just Detroit, of the whole Church of God in Christ.
Right.
The
whole
church.
Be clear.
Oh. Let's be clear.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's amazing. Josh, you just sung on a show with them, and Leandria and Kiara and Gary, they're singing on your project. And I know so many of us that are watching y'all work with these caliber artists. How does it feel? Did y'all ever think y'all be working with these kind of artists?
Okay, I guess I'll go first. So, like, Leandria is like, that's like my sister, you know, uh-huh. Me and Sunday Best, you know, she's the queen of us, but, you know, that's I love her. That's my heart. So, you know, that is just, it's crazy that we just hadn't done anything like recorded together yet, but it's always great. Like one of my, I think like my second date traveling was actually with her. Wow. So yeah, I've you know, we've been doing that for a while now, but to be on the same show with Lady Sheard and Kiara, you know, that's also something that's kind of crazy, incredible for me. But it isn't a first. So I'm grateful for that. I can tell you actually the first time I met Karen, that is actually on YouTube.
Wow. Yeah.
She had a like red and black dress, and she was like going on crazy and stuff. But I'm the one spinning in the front. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing, man. That is so crazy, man. How y'all have been able to bless to work with so many phenomenal artists, and that's phenomenal, man. I can't wait. I want to go up and be like y'all. Seriously, because y'all got it going on, man.
Oh, dude, please.
Right.
Josh, you got a phenomenal single, man, that's out in that radio that they're playing across the world. Still Gonna Trust. We got to talk about that. I love it. But, yes, you know, I'm just a Joshua Rogers fan. You already know that. So,
bless you, bro. Yeah, man, the new single, man, it's doing great. We broke the top 30. So thank God it's still climbing. But, you know, it's just a song that really just came from the heart. I was expressing my heart to the writer Lucius Hoskins, who teamed up with Percy Beatty. And they, you know, just came up with this amazing song that literally pierces straight to your heart as a believer. And so the feeling and the intent that we want for the song hit us first. Yeah. So, you know, when I say that, you know, this song was intended to be a ray of hope and encouragement for people out there to let them know that no matter where you are and what you're going through, that there is still more for you. There is still light at the end of the tunnel. You know, not here. As long as you have breath, you have more to do. And so, you know, that hit me first, you know, mm-hmm. after recording it and coming back out of the booth and then hearing it, like I was completely like floored, because I was thinking back on what 2020 could have been for me. Yeah. But the only thing I could say from 2020 was this: God kept me, you know. Mm. And when I can say that, I say that like he kept me, like in a way, like there was no denying it. Like there, he unequivocally like took every one of my needs and fixed it. Like, and I learned that I'm a bit of a control freak, you know, like I can get a little silly, you know, when it's not going my way, you know.
Listen,
but, you know, he taught me how to take my hands off and be like, hey, if I said I got it, I got it.
Wow.
Don't mess with it. Let me do my work, you know. And he did it, and he did it well, and he's still doing it. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's amazing, man. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to go get Joshua Rogers, Still Gone Trust. If your trust has been wavered, if you've ever questioned trust, or maybe you've been like me and put your trust in the wrong people and they let you down, and you've been in a place of feeling defeated, depressed, like, man, how did I even get in this place? I cry many nights because I'm like, God, why does this continue to happen to me? Why am I continue right. to go through this cycle over and over again? And right. I realized I was putting my trust in the wrong people. So you definitely need to go get Joshua Rogers' song, man, Still Gonna man. Trust. I'm telling you.
It's that so was good. Word, that.
It's so good. It's so good. And then this brother here, man, he has a phenomenal, phenomenal record. Churching with Friends. Listen, if you don't have it, Kiara Shear, Karen Clark Shear, John Terry, everybody is on there, man. It's good. It's good. You got to go get it. I want both of y'all to tell us why these projects are special to y'all.
Yeah, well, for me, Carlton Pearson's Azusa was the soundtrack to my life. So I wanted to kind of recreate that moment, pandemic style. Mm-hmm. When I did the project, we actually recorded this project in an empty church in the middle of a pandemic. Everyone flew in. This was their first flight since the pandemic started.
Wow.
And so this was the first time all of them had been on a stage in several months. And so when I tell you the glory of God, if there was five people in that building, we'd probably still be stuck right there. Because the glory of God was supernaturally tangible mm-hmm. in that room. And thanks be to God, Myron Williams and his team was able to capture that and keep the authenticity of it. But it's special to me because I'm praying that the way Azusa helped me as a kid suffering with depression and anxiety and all that I had to deal with, mm-hmm. I'm praying that this will serve that same purpose for someone else. It's not about a bunch of riffs and runs. Now, don't get me wrong. First Lady did the echo thing. You know, that just drove me nuts when she did that.
Yes.
Kiara demolished her song. We were able to take those old songs and put a little spin to it. So there's a little, I think on Kiara's song, we put a little trap at the end. And, you know, I'm a sanctified preacher. So when Myron said, I'm putting trap, I said, Lucio. But it works. It's absolutely sick. You got to go listen to it if you haven't heard it already. So we put a little spin to it on a lot of these old songs. But I'm praying that this record is for somebody what Carlton Pearson's Azusa was for me. So that's why it's special to me.
Wow. That's amazing.
Awesome. That's good.
That's amazing. That's amazing, man. So go get it. If you don't have it already, Churching with Friends by Gary Sprewell. It is absolutely amazing. Go get Still Go Trust by Joshua Rogers. And if you like me, you still playing Pour Your Oil and just being full-fledged tears and speaking in tongues because that joy takes me out. All right? I still play that.
I got to record a live version of that, bro.
Listen,
yeah, you need to. Yeah. Record a live version of it.
I wouldn't dare to take it because I'm telling you right now, it wipes me out. It wipes me completely out for real. But Joshua has done that to me since he's won season 5, man. He's been that guy. Like, I'm just like, why do you act like this? Like, why must you do this?
Oh, why must? Wow. Yes. Why must?
And Josh, you got a merchandise line or clothing line or something like that. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So I'm actually one of the shirts today. One of my signature lines, Joshua Rogers. The kind of thing was, I never thought I would actually have like a line, you know, or anything like that. When people begin to tell me like, Josh, you really have merchandise and stuff like that. And I've had it before, but I saw a post one day about a lot of the name brand stuff that we wear all the time, and so it was like, these are all somebody's last name, you know, and so it's like, okay, yeah, you can do the same thing. Just trying to figure out how to do it and talking with my team, and people always say, like, Josh, you have really great penmanship. I didn't really think that was the case, but everybody thought it was a really dope idea, and I actually ended up loving it. But this isn't the only thing. This is just one aspect of it. We also have other designs. One is a hoodie that I actually posted on my social media a couple of days ago called Get You Some Business. That has a little twang on it, and I'm glad I can talk about that here. Valika, you always give me a great chance to talk about a lot of stuff I don't really talk about.
Yeah.
So this particular saying, it came from, you know, growing up in the South, it's something like older people would always say, you know, like kids, like, get out grown up business, you know, but, you know, instead of like, get you some business,
yep.
Go and sit down somewhere, you know, but, you know, I wanted to add something, you know, different to it, you know, so in my perspective, it's not a thing of, you know, telling you to necessarily get out of my business, but get you some business, whether that's, you know, a clothing line, whether that is, right. you know, an album, whether that is, you know, your dream agency, a brokerage, or whatever that is, step out on faith and go for it. You know, that's been something that has been happening with me. You know, as God has been pushing me into new things, I find myself pushing others in new things as well. You know, and so you know, that's been the thing. And you know, dream again, like dream bigger than you've ever dreamed before. You know, and I believe that if God can do it for me, He can do it for the world.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
So that's it.
Man, that's amazing. So we want everybody on here, everybody to watch the replay, everybody listen to the podcast, just everybody connected to us. We want y'all to go to Joshua Rogers. I am joshuarogers.com. Just buy up everything. Just go buy a hoodie, a t-shirt. If he got a sock on there, if he got some oil to help you sing better. Listen, just buy up everything.
And you got access to everything there, bro. Like my videos, my music, all of it is right there on the website. So it's a one-stop shop.
Wow. Oh, amazing. Gary, you know you're famous when you get a website. Gary, you tell us your website, what you got on your website.
Well, I need to go get me some socks so I can put them on the website. No, but you can go to GarySpreewell.com. And for those of y'all that spouse actual CDs, your grandma still got a CD player because I know you don't, but buy one for her. You can get the CD on there. Of course, you can get my books on there and find out more about me at GarySpreewell.com.
Wow. Amazing. So y'all go to GarySpreewell.com and I am JoshuaRogers.com and go there and patronize them, support them. I want everybody to go buy one thing tonight from both of their website, and I am too. Y'all take food stamps? Nobody take food stamps? He said, like, no, food stamps. Listen. So what y'all coming for New Year's?
Well, I'm actually going to be in New York. For everyone that's in the Durham-Raleigh area, the 29th through the 31st, I'll be in Raleigh with Bishop Steny Powell there. And then on the first, I'm in D.C. And then after the first, I'm super excited. I'm doing my first virtual concert. Wow. So everybody that was on the record, Karen Clark Shear, Kiara Shear, Kelly, Marvin, Sam, John Terrence Tate, Crystal Rucker, Myron Williams, we're all going to be on that virtual concert. So you'll be getting that information, how you can purchase tickets very soon. Okay. So that's what I'm doing for the New Year's, man.
Good
stuff.
Josh?
Me? Well, as I mentioned earlier, I'm doing it in a different capacity this year. And so I'm getting ready for rehearsal tomorrow and all of that good stuff. So we'll be having our New Year's Eve service in Sedalia, Missouri. Powerhouse Ministries. We're out in the rural area of Missouri, so we're between St. Louis and Kansas City. But we'll be there, and we'll be there, lights gleaming and fire hot. You know, we'll be ready for it. So if you're in the area of Missouri, Columbia, in that area, come on out, have some fun with us.
Absolutely,
awesome. That's good.
That's really good. That's amazing. And what do we have to do to audition for y'all? Because I think I'm going to.
Me too. I do too. Yeah, sure.
I think I want to audition.
So really? That's what we're going to do?
Do auditions for background singers or anything?
That's what we're going to do. Because I need singers. So, I mean, let's do it.
So I'm serious. Dude, Josh,
I'm going to trade
you. Know,
ahead,
Josh,
try.
You already know you're not about to play. You know I'm not.
Don't play with me. Don't throw me with that.
Right. I want to hear your skills. Come on,
yeah, Ray. You ain't hearing no skills here. Listen, so I want y'all to sing a line or something to us for us tonight.
I'm going to let the senior singer on the line handle that. Josh, you won awards and shows, sir. I'm going to lean on you because if you ask me to preach, that's a different thing.
we're gonna ask you, Gary, to give a word. You're going to give a little. We're going to give a quick word.
Deal.
Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, okay. What could I sing? Maybe I should just sing the song, huh? Who could have planned for such a time as this, when nothing seems certain? Help us, Lord, is my one wish. My strength is weak, but my faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep holding on, and I'm still gonna trust.
Same boy.
I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you.
Jesus.
I can't stand him. You know, I cannot stand Joshua Rogers. Golly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that song pulls it out of you, man. Yeah, it just it goes straight to it. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. That's good. Now, Pastor Gary, we're going to ask you, for the ones who are really going through during the holidays, who are missing loved ones, or dealing with COVID and dealing with different things, and they're sliding into depression, because you don't been there before, what word or encouragement you would give to them?
Absolutely. Psalm number 3, David is on the run. His son is getting ready or trying to kill him. And the Bible says, while he's a fugitive of his own country, refusing to kill his son who's trying to kill him, the Bible says in Psalm 3 that he prays about what he's going through. Then he makes a decision to go to sleep. And then he says when he wakes up, he figures out that the Lord has sustained him. And so if I was in a church, my topic would be Hakuna Matata. Why are you stressing? Give it to God. Go to sleep. Because when you wake up, weeping may endure for a night, but joy always shows up in the morning. And it may feel dark, but I promise you, you just give it God whatever it is that's been trying to handle you. God's going to handle it.
Hakuna Matata. That's good.
Listen, y'all know I love the Lion King. Listen, I love Lion King. Hakuna Matata. Don't worry. Oh, Shondo, be happy. Glory to God. And many of us, we need to say that every morning we wake up.
Right.
Listen, don't worry, be happy. Oh! Hakuna Matata.
Shine yourself forever.
Oh, glory to God. Yes. That's good, y'all. Everybody.
Where's the hoop trigger when you need it?
Exactly. We need it. Yeah.
We need it. Gary Spreewell and this doggone Joshua Rogers, two phenomenal brothers, man. If you don't have their new music, go get it. Still Gonna Trust by Joshua Rogers and Churching with Friends with Gary Spreewell. They are phenomenal, man. Phenomenal.
Awesome.
Awesome artists, man. And thank both of y'all for even coming on and hang out with us tonight. So I want y'all to tell us I know both of y'all have things coming up, but do y'all have any plans outside of virtual stuff, any tour dates or anything like that coming up top of the year?
We're working on it, man. You know, I'm usually preaching, and so I do a lot of preaching. So my team's trying to help me convert my preaching dates into kind of a tour date. Keep us locked in on social media, on everything. You can follow me at Gary Spreewell. Of course, that's Spreewell with one E, and all those dates will be, listed soon, but I promise you, sooner or later, I'll be in the city near you.
Good.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
If I'm in your city, definitely, of course, I'll be posting on my social media. But if not, I would love to connect with you and be there in your city. I don't necessarily have a tour planned, but that is something that we're definitely working on in the future. I wanted to do in 2020, I was trying to do a virtual performance, and that didn't work out. So I don't know, maybe I'm gonna come out and just do a pop-up live situation.
Come on.
That'd be good.
And matter of fact, you know what? We need to talk. I tried to do something before. You know, like I said, it fell out. But yeah, we're gonna talk and try to get some stuff done. But yeah, just keep your eyes and ears locked. Locked with me, guys. You know, my website, of course, check that out. The stuff, as you see the shirt, it's really good stuff. And you know what? I will say this, with me having going on my weight loss journey and stuff like that, the stuff is slimming, like no joke, like real talk, like it really is. So, you know, it's good quality stuff, it's good stuff. So check it out. Go get it. Check out the single. Please go download it. I promise you, it's going to bless you. I, you know, just singing it for a second kind of took me out for a minute. So, you know, I pray it does the same thing for you when you listen to it. But yeah, I love you guys and thank you for your support.
Love you too. Love both of you guys. Appreciate you for coming on.
Absolutely. Phenomenal, man. Phenomenal. Y'all already know. And Josh, bro, keep going, man. You're anointed. You are called. You are chosen, man. And I love watching your story, your interviews, and just Joshua Roger, because you are powerful. You're powerful on the show. And I know that in our generation, when we're called, we face so many obstacles. And a lot of times we don't understand them, man. But we understand it by and by. And I'm not just being churchy just for the sake of being churchy. We really do understand it by and by. So I just want to challenge you, man, to keep going, keep pushing, keep going, keep pushing. Same with you, Gary, man.
Thank you, man.
You're anointed, you're called, you're chosen.
Thank
and
you so
what
much.
Kind of people, it takes a talented person to be able to gift a project like that and bring people together, man.
So
kudos to both of y'all, man. Thank you for your gifts. If nobody tells y'all out of you, we're proud of you. Keep pushing.
Absolutely.
Keep going. And my prayers are with you. Somebody keeps saying he sounds like James Moore. He does. He sure does sound like a little James Moore. Absolutely, man. Y'all go get it, man. Churchy with Friends by Gary Spreewell. Go get Still Gonna Trust by Joshua Rogers. Just go get everything. Since he got off the show, just go download it like me and just have a whole Joshua Rogers playlist. He's that guy.
Do that. Do that.
He's dope. And then go get Gary's project and have some good old school church with him. My
Come
neighbor's
on.
Gonna get mad at me in my apartment because tonight I'm gonna get off and I'm gonna turn that joint up.
They'll be all
turn
right.
All the way up. And absolutely. Boss, you got anything else?
That's it. We were going to share this. So the ones who are just tuning in, we will share. This will drop on IG. We're going to take it over to Facebook around 10 and it'll drop on podcast tomorrow morning. So that's
it. I got to do that. All right. And again, shout out to Dwight Gavin, my brother and friend, Joshua's manager. Shout out to him. That's my dog, man. I can't get off here without shouting him out because I don't want him to send me a nasty text. That's my brother for real. He will go there. So shout out to Dwight and shout out
awesome.
To you guys, PR and all them people, man. And shout out to my beautiful boss lady and all her glory tonight. Y'all give us, y'all show her some.
Thank y'all.
I love y'all so much and thank y'all for chiming in tonight.
Thank you guys. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
We appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, that concludes this episode of the Velika B Project with your host, Velika B. Until next time we meet, be blessed. The Velika B Project.